This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Right now, we get the opportunity to visit with Kara Demersian-Huss. Kara, how are you? It's been a while since we've last had a chance to talk. Congratulations to you and your family. What a great day for you guys over on the campus of the University of Illinois.
It was. It was a fantastic day. Thanks, Brian, for having me to share this with the listeners out there. It was an amazing day, and then to get to see all of the streaming and the impact it had on the students later. It was unfortunate that because of COVID, we had to separate the day into two parts. So we didn't really get to see the students' faces in person, but we knew from the groundbreaking when we told them the excitement that was in there. So to see it all come together was awesome.
All right, Josh Whitman, the athletic director at Illinois, tweeted, there are good days, there are bad days, and then there are days when you get to unveil a new facility to 150 of your student athletes. Welcome to Demersian Park. What this is going to mean for Illinois soccer and for track and cross country, and about 25% of their student athlete body, the ability for them to host tournaments and this becoming a destination place, all made possible with a gift from your family. Tell me about the connection to the University of Illinois, your family's connection, and why you guys have been so involved in helping lead the way in building these incredible facilities.
Well, for sure. I mean, first of all, Richard, my brother Richard and I both graduated from the University of Illinois and have been very dedicated to giving back in lots of different ways to the university. And this is really a cultivation of years of conversations with athletic directors and just our trust and belief in Josh's vision of what he's doing there. We saw some major impact with the golf program when we gave there. And, you know, athletics in our minds is the front door to a university. This is our flagship university, and it's really critical from a business standpoint for us, the connectivity between our corridors, between Decatur and Champaign and the state. And we believe that this, you know, it did impact 25% of the athletes there. And there's so much passion and similarities between what we believe are entrepreneurs and athletes. And so we look at this as building our workforce as well as, you know, making an impact academically, athletically, and socially for these kids.
Yeah, and how cool is it? I mean, not that football and basketball don't deserve the attention. We all just took a great ride with the Illinois basketball team. But how cool was it to sort of, you know, to get to the track and field and the cross country and the soccer athletes to give them that same kind of love?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, that's kind of our belief is that, you know, the football and the basketball, those are amazing programs. I mean, we're the first to love and support those programs. But to make that kind of impact on that large athletic student body is really what was important to us. I mean, again, we're touching 25% of the student athletes at the university, which is impacting scholarships, which is impacting each of the colleges. And so we feel the depth of what we're doing is just so much bigger. And these students are so appreciative. And they really take care and take pride in it. We saw it in the golf facility. I mean, you go in that golf facility and it looks the same today, Brian, that it did 10, 12 years ago when we initially gave to that. And now the student athletes from 10, 15 years ago are giving back themselves because of that impact that it made on them. And that's what philanthropy is all about. So we're just really excited to be part of it.
All right, Kara. We'll see you at the next meeting. Yeah. It's one of those kind of days. Have a great one. Congratulations to your whole family. $7 million gift to make this thing happen over at the University of Illinois. And just looking through the pictures, it looks spectacular, Nick. And it's great to see the love being spread across all of the athletic programs over there. We know Illinois basketball, know Illinois football, even Illinois golf, right, which has had a huge decade or so of incredible accomplishments. Now the track and field, the cross country, and the soccer programs getting state-of-the-art facilities, which means they'll be able to host, you know, tournaments and NCAA tournaments, bring people to the Central Illinois area, and that's just great to see. So kudos and congratulations to the entire Demersion family. Demersion Park had its grand opening in Champaign, Urbana this past week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.